6147, sketch plat 2021-129 for City of Albuquerque, 591 Mountain Road, between 5th Street and 6th Street, and ARC and Plan Land Use Consultants.
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the board, Derek Archuleta, P.O. Box 25911, Albuquerque. Oh,
guess what? You're off the hook on sketch plats. Just plow in.
Okay, cool. Here we go. So this is a request for a lot consolidation to create one tract. The request also includes the vacation of public right-of-way, currently Rosemont Avenue. The site itself, the southern portion of the property, is the site of the Wells Park Community Center. The northern portion of the property is vacant. So we're here for initial sketch plot comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Water Authority.
Madam Chair, Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. Good afternoon again, Derek. So we have water and sewer mains within the alignment for what is Rosemont down there, down through the center. So we will need those to be located and public water and public sewer easement granted over those upon the vacation action. Regarding the rest of the development, we have public water and public sewer mains in the surrounding lots. So when they are ready to develop, they would just need to submit an availability statement at that time. We do not anticipate any infrastructure improvements with this platting action because the frontages are already covered with water and sewer. It is within the service area. There is no pro rata owed. And there were some general comments provided in terms of the easements over those mains in the Rosemont alignment, as far as widths and what those would need to be. That's provided in the comments for you if your surveyor has any questions. With that, I think we're looking pretty good on this one. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Okay, thanks, Blaine.
Code enforcement.
Robert Webb, code enforcement. On this one, I had a few more questions than answers, so it may be a good idea for us to touch base outside of DRB so we can work on it a little more specific, but just needed more information on the proposed project and future uses, if there was any. With those additional approvals, such as variances may be required for the future development, change of use may be required, the zone amendment may be required, and if it's just park expansion, can I defer to planning and parks for any requirements to move the project forward?
Okay, thank you.
Parks and Rec.
This is Cheryl Smith with the Parks and Recreation Department. Yes, this is a parks owned property and a parks project, and we're working on rezoning with an RFP for a consultant for that. So it should be rezoned to NRPOB eventually. And that's as much as I know, but obviously I'm supporting this action. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Please work with Real Property on roadway vacation. An approved conceptual grading and drainage plan will be required prior to hydrology sign off on plat. The alley vacations that you show on the northern portion there, in your letter, you said those were already vacated. If they were replatted after they were vacated, then you don't need to show them on this plat as being vacated. You just clear that up. And then refer to my standard note for future development.
Okay, thank you, Ernest.
Transportation.
In Wolfenberger with transportation, the proposed vacation would need written concurrence from all property owners along the vacated portion. If approved by DRB, the vacation would then need to be approved by City Council. The proposed Rosemont vacation would adversely impact the access from the parcel to the south of Rosemont. What coordination has been done with this property owner, and how is their access proposed to be changed, if at all? So that's the main thing on this one, if you're going to move forward with that. Other than that, I just have plat comments. If you're going to replat after the vacation, sidewalk is required to be a minimum of 6 foot along the site. Please label existing sidewalk widths. 5th and 6th Street or urban minor arterials meet minimum right-of-way requirements or provide justification to keep them at their current width. for a requested DRB determination, provide curves at all property corners at intersections, or demonstrate that intersection site distance criteria can be met with any modification. Any curb cuts or access ways that will be unused shall be replaced with curb and sidewalk.
Okay, thank you.
Planning comments.
Yeah, so again, the standard comments, and then also, I think Mr. Webb touched on this as well, but again, confirming, is there an existing approved site plan that will be needed to, that you will need an amendment, and coordinating with parks regarding that. Site is within the Sawmill Wells Park Character Protection Overlay Zone, C plan for future development requirements, and then the vacation justification criteria is listed. And as Ms. Sommerfeld said, the vacation will need to be replatted, and you have 1 year to do that.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Archuleta.
Okay, thank you everyone for your time.